Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Finding Sunday. That's every Sunday at 7 p.m. We are doing a different time this evening due to extenuating circumstances, and I thank you for your patience and thank you for being here with us. Now, this is, again, Finding Sunday in affiliation with the CMS Network. Thank you for tuning in. Now, tonight it's all about doing the work. What happens? It's the question. What happens when you start to work on yourself? There are a few selections that we can come up with in answer to that. Number one, most people run from it because it requires pure, unadulterated honesty. And that can be scary. But it's something that has to be done. You have to know where God stands in your life. And he has to stand first. He has to be there. And it simply requires presence and accountability. And it requires a willingness to set yourself free. I've personally struggled with this in so many areas of my life where I wanted to set myself free, but I couldn't. I identified too much with the pain, and it became a mantra. It became a story that I identified with. And it was such an odd place to be in when I no longer wanted to do that or be a part of that, that it felt unnatural. But the process was unnatural in the first place, identifying with my pain. But through growth and healing, I got to see and discover that. Now, one of the best songs I can describe that can describe this feeling is by Kirk Franklin, Do You Want to Be Happy? And I remember standing in the kitchen, just meditating and thinking to myself as I was washing dishes. And as I constantly, every single morning, listen to gospel music purposely, not because I have to, but I listen to it as the first thing to get my day started every single day. 8 a.m., iHeartRadio's coming on, and I'm getting a little bit of Mary Mary. I'm getting a little bit of Kirk Franklin, a little bit of Fred Hammond. But the reason why I'm doing it is not to be politically correct. It's to get it inside of my spirit. And when it's time, through the songs, through the worship in those songs, it can minister to my spirit. So I suggest this for you as well. It's a reason why a lot of people are guarded when it comes to their eyes and ears, because it gets in your soul, it gets in your spirit, just like another person not being in communion with the wrong person. You know, no one is perfect, but if they have horrible lascivious ways and habits, you may need to break away, because emotional states are as contagious as diseases are called. A clinical term is called emotional contagion. And through worship and praise music, every single morning starting at 8 a.m., it sets the course of my day right. It's not that I'm doing what I used to do when I was young. Oh, I feel like I should pray every day, or I feel like I should read my Bible every day, or this is a need, just like I breathe and I eat. This is a need to keep myself sane, to keep myself in place, to keep myself healthy, to give myself a firm seat in the midst of my God, my Creator. This is a need. This is not a want. This is not a job. This is not a duty. This is a need and a heart call and a soul desire to be in the presence of God, to feel God. Sometimes you search for him, you search for him, you search for him, but all he requires you to do is just be, and that is to be in his presence. Just be as you breathe, as you think, as you say. So is man in God. It's very simple. I think we overcomplicate things because of human, not because of our Creator, not because of God. So this Finding Sunday is simply about doing the work, finding yourself within yourself. And as you find yourself within yourself, you know God, and you find your Sunday. Thank you for being here. Until next Sunday at 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio in affiliation with the CMS Network, find yourself.